Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends. Welcome to this week's episode. Today, I want to talk to you about what I would call your minimum things, the minimum things you need to work with clients. And this is really for those of you who are lucky enough to maybe just getting started in your business, and you've told everybody that you know about your new business adventure, and maybe you get referred a client from a colleague or a friend or even a coworker, but you really haven't set your business up completely. And so that's really who I want to speak to in this this episode, because there are certain things that you really do need to have in place in order to deliver a quality service to this client. Even if they're a family member, you still want to make sure that you have those minimum things in place, even really before you want to start working with this particular referral or client. Obviously, you need to know what you're offering. That's pretty simple. And I'm not talking about making an entire list of all the things you can offer. They've been referred to you for something. So let's say a friend referred a friend to you because they need a WordPress website and they know you do WordPress. So that makes it simple. So what is it that you're offering to this referral as a service? So that's pretty simple. But then you also need to know, how are you delivering this service? So what I mean by that is, are you going to be charging by the hour? Are you going to be charging by the package? Is this a project? Because that's really important, because a lot of times when you're starting out, you don't know what you don't know. And you, at least I'll speak for myself, I had a tendency to undercharge, and so I ended up losing money. So before you decide, for instance, if you're going to package it up or you're going to, you know, just work off retainer, which is just, you know, prepaid bucket of hours, and you track your time, you need to know how much you need to earn. This is not a cookie cutter business, and I'm sure you've heard me say this before, but just realize that you need to know what number is the minimum you can charge for you. You know, it's not 25 or 35 or 45. It could be 50, like it was in my case. So you really need to know what I call your baseline rate is. What is that number that you have to charge at a minimum? You can't charge less than that, otherwise you can't pay your bills. Even though you may be doing this on the side and you have a full-time gig, you still want to make sure that you're charging accordingly, and you want to get into the habit of charging what you're worth. So you need to know how much you need to earn for this particular service that you've sold. So this WordPress website, for instance. And then you can decide, are you going to do it as a package, as a retainer? How are you going to do that? And if it's a WordPress website, I highly recommend that you package it. And I have an entire blog post and a podcast on that. So I'll make sure I link to in the description for that. So those are really key. What are you selling? You know, what did you get a referral for? For, you know, a friend or a friend of a friend or a colleague. So my example was WordPress. What's your baseline rate? And then how are you going to charge for that? And I don't mean how you're going to charge. I mean, are you going to do a bucket of hours? Or are you going to do a package? Okay. And then how are you going to get paid? You know, even though you may not be a full-blown business yet, you can't use tools that are made like Venmo, for instance. That's not a tool that's made to work with clients. That's more from sending money to your friends. You need something like a PayPal or a Stripe or something similar to that. And then how are you going to invoice? And Invoice Ninja is a really great tool that integrates with Stripe that you can use, and there's a free version. So you might want to take a look at Invoice Ninja. But you need a way to get paid, and you need a way to send invoices. You need to be able to send an invoice, because remember, you're starting a business. So you want to appear professional, okay? Even if you don't have a website, even if you don't have anything else, these are the minimums. And then you need a contract. You need to have an agreement that is signed by both parties. It is a legal binding agreement, and it's protection for both of you, okay? If they don't want to sign it, that's a red flag. That's another conversation. But you need a contract. And then you need some tech tools. Obviously, you need a computer. You need a reliable internet connection. You need a phone. You don't need a business phone. You can just use your smartphone. That works fine. But there are other tech tools that you really need in order to deliver that quality service. You need a task management tool. You need a way to track all the moving pieces of all the things you've got to do. Even if it's just one client, it might be your first client. And so you want to get into habit of, you know, setting good practices for how you track what it is you do for clients and when it needs to be delivered. So a task management tool, a great tool is ClickUp. They have a really great version, but there are others like Asana, Trello. My best advice to you is try out a few because they're all very similar. It just needs to be intuitive to the way you work in order to use it. And you can get free versions. So take a look at that. You can just Google task management systems, but you need to try a few to make sure they work for you. Okay. You need an email, whether it's Gmail, whether it's Outlook, you need a way to send and receive emails. The best practice would be, have a business name and have a branded email, but you may not have gotten that far yet. That's okay, as long as you have an email. You need an e-signature program like HelloSign or DocuSign to send your contract. You don't want to fax it. You want to use one of these e-signature programs. It's a legal binding signature, and it just automates that whole process for you. I already mentioned the invoicing system, which was Invoice Ninja. And then you need Office or something similar. Microsoft Office. So you probably need a Word doc or an Excel or a PowerPoint. There are other alternatives if you don't want to do Office. There is OpenOffice, which is a free version, very similar to Microsoft, that converts to Microsoft documents. If you don't want to spend that money, you could do that. You need a communications tool, something like a Skype or a Zoom would be great. Both of those are free. And you need a cloud storage, so Google Drive or Dropbox. These are, again, minimum to work with clients because you have a client that landed in your lap before you have finished setting up your business, or maybe even starting setting up your business. I know it happens. And then last but not least, you really need to have some minimum systems in place. Systems are the foundation of your business. In fact, a business is nothing more than a set of systems that work together. There are four key business systems or four pillars of your business. They are marketing, sales, delivery, and operations. So we're not going to worry about marketing because you already got a client and you need to work with them and then deliver whatever it is they purchased. So we're going to focus on just a couple of minimum systems you need. You need to have your day-to-day operations, which I've already kind of talked through, which is, your task management system and your communication with your clients, your email, that type of stuff. But you also need to have an onboarding of clients. So almost like a welcome packet that you can send to them with some minimum things in it, like your agreement and maybe your business policies document that talks about how you run your business. And then how do you deliver what you sold? Depends on what you're doing. So what does that delivery look like? I mean, to me, those are the bare minimum things that you can have to start working with clients. And then what you'll need to do as you work with a client is, make notes of things that work and things that don't work, and then continue to build from there. But this is just to get your, this particular thing that was referred to you, this particular client, I should say, that was referred to you, get the work done that they've purchased from you, whatever that might be. Again, my example was that WordPress website. And then what you need to do is continue to, fill in the blanks of your business, put in all of those key business systems, really understand how you're going to charge for your services and all those things. And if you're really looking for kind of a step-by-step process on what it is you need to do and you're kind of a do-it-yourselfer, highly recommend my VA action plan, which is just a list of tasks that tells you exactly what it is you need to do to set up a business. Again, that's for do-it-yourselfers. It's a great way to start, but it's also a great reference as well. So with that, I'll wrap up today. I hope this has been helpful for you. As always, if you've enjoyed this, please subscribe. If you're not a subscriber, you can find me on all the popular platforms. You can find me on Spotify, Apple, Google, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and many others. I'd love to have you. And I release new episodes every week. And feel free to share this with anybody you think would find it of value. So thanks for joining me. I'll see you guys next week.